Grant me justice against my opponent. That's what the widow kept saying, asking the judge to take sides. So, taking sides, have you decided whose side you're on in the upcoming elections? Maybe I'm not talking about who you're going to vote for. Although yesterday I was at the Fox Valley Association meeting and our keynote speaker was Father Michael Flager. You can guess that he had some things to say. He did have some things to say, and this is someone who is no stranger to calling for justice. This is someone who is no stranger to having people not agree with him and other people agree with him. This is one who is no stranger to calls for equality, calls for goodness, calls for kindness, calls for advocacy. We know who he's voting for. And I said last week, as a 501c3 organization, as a religious organization, from the pulpit, I'm permitted to say whatever I want, but if we want to keep our tax-exempt status, I can't, in my official capacity as pastor from the pulpit, make a... what's the word? Endorsement. Can't make an endorsement for any candidate for president. I've already voted. I can say those things privately, and people are of course, can learn about what my preferences are, but it doesn't take place from the pulpit here. Because there is... You know, when you say, what side are you on, it's really not about where you stand even on the issues or which candidates you are supporting or who you're arguing with all over the place. I'm actually not even talking about being fed up with the whole electoral process and deciding not to vote or being appalled that anyone could even think about not voting in the election or any of that. But I am wondering if you've decided whether you're on the side of the ones who need justice or the ones who do not. And before that turns into a debate about the word justice and then gets mixed in with the ideas that include fairness and revenge or evil, let me pose the question just a little differently. Have you decided that you're the one who is in need of justice because you've been oppressed? Or have you decided that you're the one who's in need of justice because you're the one who oppresses? And I think just about everybody needs to understand that we're all on both of those sides. In the protests out in Mandan, North Dakota, on the Sioux Standing Rock Reservation. There's anger, and there's protest, and there's bullying, and there's more protests, and there's a memory of Native Americans. I've been to that place. I have been at the Standing Rock Reservation. There's memories of that place, of treaties that have been broken over and over again, and land that is sacred to Native Americans being churned up and dug up, endangering so many things. And I'm not asking you which side you're on that, but I wonder how can we as a people come together and be the church and stand for justice while still recognizing that we are also those who oppress, because we do both. This week's reading has some sides to it. Some people say that it goes this way. No matter what side you're on, if you nag God enough, you'll get what you want. Some people read that and say that. Or, the widow represents one side, us, And the judge represents another side, God. Some people look at it that way. Or it doesn't really matter what side you're on, God has either chosen you or not. Some people say that. And all three of those, while people talk about them and they agree with them and they will argue and advocate for that position, I reject all of those. I don't think that they are correct, and I don't think that they reflect what the Bible is saying. God doesn't do stuff because we nag. God doesn't do stuff because we pray harder than anyone else does. Otherwise, the Cubs would win in four. Or the Dodgers would win in four. I mean, don't Dodgers fans pray too? Am I ignoring the American League too because it really doesn't matter? No, I'm... God does stuff because God does stuff. Jesus told people to pray and not lose heart. Jesus also taught the people how to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We're supposed to pray for God's will, not ours. And that's not easy to do because we want to pray for our will. We want God's will to be ours. Make our way the will of God. You can look at both sides of that statement. The widow in the reading today represents any who are voiceless or forsaken, because widows were voiceless and forsaken in the time when the Bible is written and when the story takes place. They were completely dependent on others for what they needed to live. They were forgotten, mostly. But this widow wouldn't have any of that. She used her voice to relentlessly call an unjust judge to act for justice. The judge granted her justice because she wore him out. So the widow got justice from an unjust judge. But God isn't unjust, right? At least that is our position, and that is how we believe as Christians. It's not how some people in the world believe. People who don't believe there's a God, or people who have gone away from the church, and there's a growing number of them, don't think that God is just. They think that God is unjust because of the way God's people seem to act. But God cares for the poor, the exploited, the outcast, the widow, the orphan, the persecuted, the rejected, the forgotten, the wrongly accused, the marginalized in our world. God's desire is that the whole world would be saved. And guess what? God gets God's way. And that this God has chosen you or not business. I know this is part of some theology, some Christian theology. It's been debated and argued and not settled for ages. So let me step out on a limb. God creates, God forgives, God loves, God has chosen, is choosing, and will choose whom God creates, forgives, and loves. And who has God created? Everyone. Who does God forgive? Everyone. Who does God love? Everyone. So who does God choose? Everyone. No exceptions. And then today's reading, it ends with a question. Thank you, Terry, for making it into a statement, but it really is a question, right? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith here on earth? Are God's children praying always? And what does that even mean? How can one pray all the time and never do anything else? Well, we can't. Literally, we can't do that. But anyone can pray and act and live in a way that reflects the love and care God gives to us and asks us to give to all. When we're always on the lookout for opportunities to love God and to love everyone, and we're always on the lookout for ways to help a brother and sister in need, it's a lot like praying always. Praying and acting are woven together with each other. So, how do we know exactly what to pray for? How do we know how to act, what to do? How can we know that, you know, who to vote for in the elections? Well, maybe we can consider this. Truly consider this. Christians agree and disagree on things. People of all faiths or no faith agree and disagree on things. And I think it's possible that there are more ways to be right about something than simply boiling it down to yes or no, right or left, up or down. And I know what's going on in this election, and I have really strong opinions on it, and I want to say them. But I'm going to stick with, I think it's possible that there are more ways to be right about something than simply boiling it down to yes or no, right or left, up or down. God made it so that we can think. God made it so that we can act. God made it so that we can pray. And God made it so that we can have fun with beat poetry. So I'm going to do some beat poetry for y'all. Now, do I have a drummer in the house? Anyone who wants to, you know? No? We'll just do it with snaps. Give me that. Pray. Pray relentlessly. Pray relentlessly and boldly. Ask God for justice. Pray. Even if the world may not care about justice, take on the world. Pray. Pray relentlessly and boldly. Ask God for justice. Even if the world may not care about justice, take on the world and be encouraged that God is listening and responding. Pray. But we're not done. So act. Act relentlessly. Act relentlessly and boldly. Ask God for justice. Act. Even if the world may not care about justice, take on the world. Act. Act relentlessly and boldly. Ask God for justice. Even if the world may not care about justice, take on the world. And be encouraged that God is listening and responding. Act. And live justly. Amen.